The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you?
I love this.
May not be right
Good
for some.
Good morning, everybody. And what you talking about, Philadelphia? The wait is over. Your weekly dose of infotainment is here. Welcome to another fabulous edition of Find It in Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM, where we talk about all things Fishtown and Philadelphia, and more importantly, the people that make it happen. And Kay, you're probably not surprised to know that it is brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District, located just northeast of Center City, Philadelphia. Our active business corridor encompasses world-renowned restaurants, outstanding taverns, boutique hotels, and the unrivaled Fillmore Concert Venue. The area, which includes businesses along Frankfort Avenue, Girard Avenue, and North Front Street, is rich in history and features culinary delights, modern and traditional art, and a vibrant nightlife. And one of these days, I'm going to remember that by heart and not have to read it.
I feel like that's going to come next month.
I wouldn't bet on it, but you know what? Let's take a shot at it.
I like setting ambitious goals for you.
Thank you. Someone needs to. And you're listening to the fabulous voice of my co-pilot, my kick in the tuchus, Kay Anderson. Good morning, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Mark.
Which, you know what? If everybody's excited, it feels like spring.
Yes, it does.
We're wearing short sleeves. Our guest today brought, we can't wait to talk about it. I'm going to tease it a little bit. But it's going to have a little bit of a taste of the season and what's brewing in the Fishtown District. We're sitting, of course, next to Trevor Hayward of Evil Genius Beer Company, have been excited for this for 3 weeks now, to the point now where we've not actually drank anything. Well, that's the hint. Want to remind everybody that besides listening on this fabulous radio station, you can also watch the live stream of this at the Fishtown District on Facebook. And as always, to find out all things Fishtown, go to www.fishtowndistrict.com. And if you want to chime in, and why wouldn't you, give us a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. We always start every show, of course, with our new segment called Kay's Corner. Kay, what's happening?
So there's a lot going on. Of course, we have St. Patrick's Day coming up. I'm personally scouring the neighborhood trying to find as many Irish potatoes to taste as possible.
Got a girl.
So far, I've only found them at Quick Stop, which is up on Frankfort Avenue. So if anybody has a better recommendation than Quick Stop for my Irish potatoes, I am all ears. Please call in with that.
I think our guest may have some suggestions.
Wonderful. In addition to that, I also heard that Front Street Cafe is reopening on Friday.
Can't wait. Love the outdoor garden.
Absolutely. So they're opening at first just for takeout, but then they will be serving their full brunch service over the weekend.
That's awesome. Well, now I have a reason to leave my house. I was telling Kay of my exciting, really life that I have now, where I apparently I have a love seat that I got, and I love that thing. I affectionately use the word love in love seat, where it will drain all of the energy from my body, no matter when I sit in it. So much so that I apparently binged watched a CNN miniseries on Abraham Lincoln, 4 or 5 episodes, and only recall a half of one. So apparently, I don't want to say it was a bad one, but I lost consciousness. So to have a reason to get out of that chair and away from its spell, I'm going to do. The weather's going to be beautiful. You know, we talked, Kay, last week that everybody's mood seems to be a little more upbeat now as we're finally seeing the vaccination rollout start to increase a little bit, baby steps. The sports teams now have people in them, and everybody's mood seems to be a little bit more encouraged. I think the weather helps. And then when we hear, like, Front Street Cafe, which was, you know, closed for the winter, reopening, Cake Life is back in the district. We can't wait. Open this month. And with things coming, it's nice to see things that we can look at and be encouraged for.
I think also I've been noticing a lot of our businesses over in Fishtown are actually hiring currently, too, which, you know.
Front Street is hiring. Soraya, I believe, is hiring.
There's a few barbershops. And if you want to find any of that, you can check it out on Facebook at the Fishtown District.
Where is that again?
Facebook, Fishtown District.
So the thing we're working on now, and I think one of the things that we're so proud of in our district, besides the great culinary delights, taverns, retail services, we are an entertainment mecca. And I don't understate that, where we have the Rivers Casino, who is, by the way, a wonderful sponsor. Our newest sponsor, Fabrica. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a wonderful night out and have a show like you've never seen, it's Cirque du Soleil on steroids. Go check them out. It's Fabrica. The Fillmore and the Punchline. And I think we've been working now to try to see how we can bring live entertainment back. And I think that's something that's near and dear to UK. For those that don't know, one of her many jobs is in the production business. So what would that mean for you, Kay, and for the district?
Oh, my God. Live events back would be everything. I think that, you know, for us as an entertainment district, there's so many businesses that just can't even begin to operate until we can get to a certain amount of critical mass. And, you know, that's unfortunate because those businesses are going to be the last to come back during this pandemic. So I think that once we get to that point where live entertainment can come back, crowds, indoors up to 200 could come back, those types of things, I think that, you know, we'll all be feeling a much calmer sense of normalcy.
And
it's about to go down.
Well done, Matt. Kudos.
That was a good one.
Matt, our producer, knows of my love of sound effects. It could be a horn. It could be that. It doesn't matter. But so keep it up. Thank you.
Yes. Air horn that.
But now you got to do the money one. You had the money.
Yes.
Thank you. Our guest is sitting here horrified. Listen, what did I agree to get up so early in the morning for? but one of the things that people don't realize with the entertainment, I mean, how many people it employs, mm-hmm. From security to backstage to hospitality, they've not been working, many of whom have had to rely on unemployment or not even that. That may have run out. So besides just from a social aspect, and I know for me to be able, I don't remember the last show that I've seen. I had planned on going to see Primus do their Rush tribute at the Fillmore. Now, I can't tell you that I love either band, but I was just, and of course that got canceled, so I'm going.
Yeah,
whenever that comes back.
I'm going to skip that one. Definitely going to skip that one. Pretty sure the last concert I went to was, I think it was a Fab show.
Who, what?
Fabulous.
Is that a person?
He's a rapper.
I'm old. By the way, every week, and our guest is laughing, you're going to find more and more reasons to see how old is Mark, besides the Different Strokes theme song and every other, and my Chuck Woolery reference. There'll be more of them. And I'm sure Matt will find them to have wonderful sound effects. So keep an eye out for that. Opening day, and Kay and I have been saving our dollars and cents to afford a ticket to go to the game. Hopefully that will lead to some point in the summertime, more opening up, and maybe those live shows can start. We do want to remind everybody, as encouraged as you may be and as restless as you may be, follow all the precautions, wear the mask. I mean, we're all used to it by now. When you have a time to get your vaccination, get it. Get education about it. Learn about it. Because that's going to get us there quicker. One of the things, Kay, that we will also be unveiling, we are working to develop and enhance our corridor. See, our job isn't just to be entertaining and informative, as I like to call what, Kay?
Infotainment.
Thank you so much. But we've engaged an architectural firm, ISA Architects, to do a master plan. And the goal of that is really to almost bring out, accelerate, beautify, and give our corridor, allow its charms to come out, its personalities to come out in the different areas, but also to add to its connectivity and accessibility. We have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people who come, even now in the pandemic. And the goal, we're excited. We've had workshops, and the goal is we're going to take this plan and we're going to start to implement it, probably starting, of course, at the epicenter of the corridor, Front and Girard, everybody's favorite place. It is a transportation hub. Many come through there. So in the days and weeks and months and years to come, what is already a beautiful area is even going to be more extraordinary. And we want to give a shout out to Brian and Deb from ISA Architects for doing such a great job. And Kay, if you can give a little bit, one of the things that we kind of stumbled upon at really their creation was this appreciation of our intersections.
Yeah, I think that oftentimes when we think about main streets and economic work, we think about what we call corridors, the street as a whole. And that's something that we wanted to kind of get away from, because you don't travel a street by its full corridor length anymore. We really don't have people walking up and down the entirety of Frankfurt Avenue. And that's not how you think about travel. So we wanted to rethink about how we thought about our corridors. And out of that, one of the things that I said was, you know, when I'm going somewhere, I need cross streets. I find a place by the intersection that is closest to it. And then when the folks at ISA really dove into that and looked at our neighborhood and our intersections, we found that a lot of the Fishtown and Kensington area, because we're not on the normal city grid, has really unique and interesting intersection shapes that create for, you know, a new type of interaction with public space for our pedestrians, as well as, you know, allows for more than the standard four businesses at an intersection, but these creative clusters that can really come about. And I, you know, I'm a math geek, if you guys didn't know.
Didn't know this at all.
Yeah, math geek.
For me, thank God for calculators.
So the whole geometry behind it was really fascinating to me. And just seeing those shapes as a visual piece, I'm really excited about the branding that could come from that.
And I think one of the things you brought up, which is so great, is those intersections that I think when our district was created, people were worried, were the different personalities of the different blocks going to be lost? And this design, this master plan actually does the opposite. It actually brings those out and focuses on them, because what happens at Frankfurt and Lehigh is very different than what will happen at Frankfurt and Master and Girard and Burks, and we can go on and on and on. And that's what makes our neighborhood so great. And what you're going to see is shapes, those shapes of the intersections in the design, in the street, but also allow that personality to come through. So keep staying tuned for that. Where do people go, Kay, if they want to find out more?
You can go to our Facebook, Fishtown District. We're also on YouTube, Fishtown District, and we're on Instagram.
We've not rehearsed this at all. So kudos. One last thing before we take a break, and then it's going to be fun time, is the spring cleanup is coming.
Yes, it is. April 10th.
And everybody, I think, loves, if you're like me, and who isn't, we love manual, menial labor. Well, we don't get paid. But we care enough about our community that we do it. So, Kay, if you could tell us a little bit about what's coming up on April 10th, why it's significant, and where we're going to be.
Yeah, so April 10th is actually a citywide cleanup. So if you're not in Fishtown, you should probably move. But, you know, until you do, you can also clean up in your neighborhood as well. We're going to be over at the Front and Girard intersection. We're going to have a bunch of tools out there, as well as, you know, a bunch of people, and we're going to try and make the place a little cleaner.
And, you know, we one of the first things that Kay and I did when we came on board the Fishtown District, we hired not one, but two cleanup crews from New Kensington CDC and Ready, Willing, and Able. Give them a shout out, who are out every day, 6 days a week, removing trash, disposing of trash, and helping us with illegal dumping. So great job by them. And this is just a way that we can pitch in on a day, you know, where the city's coming out. We want to thank our partners at SEPTA, who will be joining us that day to help clean up. So we'll get out more details. But, you know, I think, you know, we all love to sit and roll around in trash for a day. Come join us. It'll be fun. Don't I know how to sell it, Kay? I really can make you want to be there.
Yeah. Rolling around in trash.
And with that, we're going to take our first break. Thank you, Matt. You're listening to Find It in Fishtown Live on WWDB 860 AM. We'll be right back with some fun in 2 and 2.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects 1 out of every 5 warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Some kids never smile. They're embarrassed by their crooked teeth. They want braces like the other kids, but their families can't afford them. Some may even try to straighten their teeth themselves. That can make everything worse. Luckily, there's Donated Orthodontic Services, a program from the American Association of Orthodontists. It helps provide orthodontic treatment to kids and teens whose families can't afford it. For kids who apply, are approved, and are matched with a volunteer orthodontist, it can be life-changing. Their treatment is in the hands of an expert, a licensed local orthodontic specialist who improves their smiles by correctly aligning teeth and jaws. Some kids think they'll never smile again, but Donated Orthodontic Services may help them smile with confidence. To link to the application and eligibility requirements, visit aaoinfo.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? Every time I hear that, I am filled with joy, while Kay is filled with confusion. That's your homework next week. Just watch one episode of Different Strokes. You will thank me. You will come in and go, "What you talking about, Mark?" The audience is laughing. Anyway, you're listening to Find It in Fishtown live on WWDB.
There you go. Matt. There's your laugh track.
You know what? I should have that follow me every day.
Hey.
I'd be the happiest fellow in the world. God, I need attention. 8:60 a.m. You also can watch a live stream at the Fishtown District on Facebook and find out about all things about Fishtown at fishtowndistrict.com. Give us a call if anything's on your mind, and you're probably going to want to talk to our next guest as your mouth is going to water at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Okay, we talk about it all the time, our thriving hospitality and bar scene. Well, we also have some of the best, if not the best, breweries in the region, and we are very lucky to have with us today Trevor Hayward, manager. Is it general manager or manager of Evil Genius Beer Company? Give yourself a good title.
Actually, I'm the owner, so
hey.
I'll take manager
Whoa.
Titles.
There you go.
The owner of Evil Genius Beer Company. Welcome, Trevor. Thanks for being on Find It at Fishtown Live.
No, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
We are, I mean, you guys really have become sort of the, I want to say the beacon of brewing, but I'm going to use that. Beacon of brewing in the area. Tell us a little bit about how you came to start Evil Genius.
Sure. So I'm actually originally from Dublin, Ireland.
Couldn't tell from the accent.
I was thinking
Jersey.
Yeah. And I moved here 12 years ago to go to grad school. I went to Villanova, and that's where I met my business partner. And it's where we kind of, out of that program, we started Evil Genius. And then we moved to Fishtown 4 years ago. We actually just celebrated our 4th anniversary.
Mazel tov. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Why the name Evil Genius?
We were looking for a name, And we were trying to come up with something good. And even at the time, there was a lot of breweries. And so we would come up with something and find someone else was using it already. And we did a lot of wordplay about, like, what does it mean to make beer? And that kind of put us in this kind of scientific setting, laboratory, and eventually led us to Evil Genius.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's playful. It kind of gives us, means a different thing to everybody. And we make a lot of kinds of beer. So it kind of connects and feels exactly who we are.
Well, I've often been called that, so it appeals to me instantly. So, but tell us what the concept, why brewing, why beer?
I mean,
I know there's an obvious connection from where you're from.
Sure, I've always liked drinking it. There's no doubt about that. But both Luca and myself had always wanted to start a brewery. It was one of we had lots of different business ideas, but brewing was definitely one of the very, very top ones that we both had a big passion for. We're both home brewers as well previously, and so it just made the most sense of the type of business to start. And we just love making new and different kind of weird styles and having fun with it.
What was the first one you guys made?
The first beer we ever made was a German Kolsch, so it was kind of a very light, kind of blonde golden ale. It was the very first one we ever made.
I think that was my nickname in college, Blonde Golden Ale. You wouldn't know that from my shaved head. But anyway, so what inspires you guys to create the type of flavors that you have?
I mean, we're all about trying to have fun. I mean, the pandemic was one of the situations where we, you know, let's say a year ago, we're sitting there going, well, this isn't very much fun. How can we have some fun with this? And that's when we actually did a beer last year. If you remember, the whole Tiger King was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we actually made a beer called Felt Cute Might Feed My Husband to a Tiger Later. I don't know. and we always have a lot of fun with the names, but we also have fun with the beer that's inside that can or bottle as well.
Yeah. Right. And that was one of the things that I wanted to get to. Evil Genius has a lot of different flavors in their beer, and it creates a different palate than what a lot of traditional beer drinkers are maybe used to. Where does that come from, and how do you come up with these recipes?
Sure. So we make like a broad spectrum. So there's always a beer for someone who's like, I don't want to try something that's too crazy. But we also know there's a lot of people who always want to try something new and different. And that's why we do the types of beers we do. But, you know, some days it's just sitting down and going, okay, so what haven't we done before? What haven't we seen before? And sometimes we get inspired by other people having done something. We're like, oh, you know, I think we can do that in a different way and hopefully better as well. And so it kind of comes in a very, very variety of different ways.
For those of us who don't know, what goes into actually, you have your inspiration. Here's what we want to make. Not to get too into the weeds, how do you make it? How do you make beer?
Sure. I mean, it's primarily four ingredients. So that's barley or malt, water, yeast, and hops. And the hops are what adds kind of makes it so that it's not super sweet. Because what happens is you essentially make a tea with the malt to extract all the sugar. And then you bring that to a boil, add your hops to kind of balance out that sweetness from the two things. And then and this is a very, very short and not very scientific way of describing it, but then we dump all of that into a fermenter, add yeast, and let it do its magic, because yeast eat sugar and secrete alcohol.
You're like Mr. Science.
I know, right? Yeah.
Again, Kay, infotainment.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
How long does it take from start to finish?
For a regular ale, which is mostly what we make, it's about 2 weeks. Lager is a little bit longer, 3 to 6, depending on the type of lager you're making. But most of our beers that you'd have at our place on Front Street, it's usually around a two-week turnaround.
So, and I only know this from commercials, obviously there's seasonal beers.
Yes.
What's in now?
Right now, well, we're just about to enter spring. So there's not really a spring-type beer. That's the one season that isn't really a season from a beer standpoint, whereas like, fall, you have your pumpkin beers and your Oktoberfests. Mm-hmm. Winter, you have your beers. Summer, very light beers. Spring is the one season where there's not really something.
So what do you do in spring? Is it a carryover of the winter beers? Or
it can be, but what's nice about our area, and although it's the thing I also hate, is that we don't really get spring here. We go from winter, and then suddenly it's 60 degrees outside.
Yep. Yes.
So it kind of means we jump to summer beers a lot quite quickly, yeah.
So you're jumping into summer beers now, I'm assuming, or very soon.
Yeah.
You're brewing
now. Yep.
So what can we look for this summer?
So we will be, two of our big beers that we make every year is Isle of Lamp, which is a pineapple Hefeweizen.
Mm-hmm. I've had that one.
That's one of my favorites. And then probably my favorite of our summer beers, though, is hashtag I Can't Even, which is our watermelon blonde ale.
Yes, I've tried that one, too.
Yeah. That one is just super crushable, easy mm-hmm. to drink, hot summer day when you're like really thirsty. Oh, so good.
And I also, I want to tell our listeners, neither of them are really so sweet and fruity that you can't enjoy it. Don't let the fruit kind of scare you away from the beer. Because I know I'm personally not the type of beer drinker who normally picks up a can that says fruit on it. But I know right. for a fact that those two,
we try to keep a balance,
definitely drinkable.
On it. Yeah. We try to keep it so that it's not like, it shouldn't be like you're literally biting into a watermelon. But at the same time, you shouldn't also be like, I'm not sure what this flavor is either.
Right.
Try to keep a balance.
Right. Exactly.
So the pandemic has certainly affected everyone, and, you know, certainly for what you, because not only do you brew, you have a facility where you can have, people can come eat, hang out. You have an outdoor facility. How have you guys had to pivot, and how has it been for you since this happened, God, well over a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fun to begin with. We, like a lot of the restaurants and breweries in the area, were forced to shut down to essentially takeout only. And then back last June, we were able to start reopening and doing outdoor dining. And so, I mean, we've had, you know, the neighborhood has been awesome. And we've gotten a lot of great support, both even during that first initial takeout period. People were not going anywhere because you weren't supposed to, but they were coming and grabbing a six-pack of beer. And the same even with the outdoor and now even with the indoor dining. Like, people are very excited to get back to some level of normalcy. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff we have to do now. You can't stand up. You can't sit at a bar. You have to wear your mask, all of those sort of things. A lot of sanitation, filtration systems now as well. Like, there's a lot of things we've had to do. But, you know, every time the city throws something new at us, we go, okay, what we got to do? And we do it and make sure there's a way for people to come and drink beer.
How's the patron response been?
Really good. I mean, you know, initially, did we have some people who, you know, would argue about masks and stuff like that? Yeah, sure. But people have been, for the most part, number one, have definitely accepted that, and are like, we rarely see any issues with that any longer, and we've just all gotten used to it.
And one of the things we love that you've been doing, and I think everybody's sort of gotten into the Zoom world, the virtual world, Evil Genius is no different. We saw the other day, I know Kay and I perked up when we saw the beer tasting with Girl Scout cookies. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we have an event we're going to pitch to Trevor on the air.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
we had to pivot because we used to do a lot of in-person tastings, and we did a Girl Scout cookie one. Actually, I don't know if we did do it last year. That may have actually gotten cut because of the pandemic, but we've done it in the past. But we've kind of figured out what events could we make virtual. So we've done pairings both with cheese, and the Girl Scout cookie one was last week. And it's our brewer, Matt, who's really awesome, but both in person and on Zoom, as a leader, and describing all the beers and showing you what flavors to look for in both the beer and how it may be accentuated or drawn out by whatever we're pairing it with. So in that case, it was the Girl Scout cookies. And again, we just try to have fun with things like, who would think to pair Girl Scout cookies with beer?
I loved it when we heard it. I loved it. So, and
get in my belly.
There you
ooh,
go.
Good one.
Love a little Austin Powers. That's awesome. I think it's your best one yet, Matt. How was the turnout for that? I mean, how many were on? I mean, and so do I assume the patrons have to get the beer so they can participate, and the cookies?
Yeah, you get. We do like a pickup window of like 3 or 4 days prior to the event. And I think that one had around 50 people. We try to cap them around 75, just because beyond that, it makes it more difficult for people to ask a lot of questions. But it is nice that we can do that amount of people. So, the cheese one that we did in January, I think, had something like 94 or something like that.
And I know you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something, Kay?
No, I was just shocked. That's a lot of people.
People
not
love
surprised.
Cheese.
Yes, I do. But you've also done some other things. I know you had a Marvel trivia?
Yeah, we've been, we used to do block parties and stuff. Again, can't do those right now.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're hoping at some point in the future. But so we're like, well, what can we do that kind of also is just something to draw people out, make them excited? So we've been doing kind of themed days. So you still have to do all the usual things like sit at your table, wear your mask when you go to the bathroom, all that sort of stuff. But we have our staff dress up. We dress up the entire space because we have a large space. So it takes a lot of work, but it's looks awesome when you dress the whole place up. So, and then we've been making beers kind of in conjunction with them. So we did a beer for the Marvel Day called I Love You 3000, which is from the movie Endgame. If you've seen it, it's one of the quotes in there. And we did a Back to the Future Day one, which was a lot of fun. And this past weekend, we did an office-themed one called because it was our birthday, and we made a beer called It Is Our Birthday, which if you know that episode of The Office, you'll get a kick out of that one.
And what we love about it, Trev, is besides the product, which, by the way, in our next segment we're going to sample, is that you make it fun. One of the big things about Fishtown is it's a destination.
Yep.
And as we move forward, what are some of the things that people can look forward to from Evil Genius?
Yeah, I mean, we've got the next beer that we actually have coming out is called Magically Delicious, which you're going to get to try in a few minutes' time.
Can't
which
wait.
Is we've done it a few different times now, but it's kind
is
of
it
our
a
St.
Lucky
Patrick's
Charms?
Thing. It's a Lucky Charms
you
beer.
Have to see the
yes.
So we actually use Lucky Charms in the actual beer, and then after that, we have a sour, which we made with sour Skittles.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have that one with me today, but that's one coming out.
I'll definitely have to try that
one. I'm just going
to
say, we planned our night.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Of all of our beers, actually, it's probably our Sixers themed one, which is called Trust the Process.
Mm.
That one. We don't have that on right now. We kind of rotate that in and out, but that's probably my favorite one. It's an oat IPA.
I have to ask, because everything sounds awesome, delicious, or mouth-watering. What was one that you thought this is going to be it and it didn't work?
Ooh. I mean, there's been several that didn't really work. I mean, even that first beer that I mentioned earlier, the Golden Ale, it just didn't really move the needle for people. So we eventually cut that one out and replaced it with something new that people did want. Mm.
So we never mentioned, where can we find you?
So we're located at Front and Palmer in Fishtown, but then the beer you'll find in pretty much all of the places you can buy beer in Fishtown, but all over Philadelphia as well. So,
I know you had some pop-up locations as well. Are they still going?
We still have one on Spruce Street, so it's at 16th and Spruce. So if you're in the Center City area around Rittenhouse and looking for a six-pack of beer, we got you covered.
Cool. What's your big hope for Evil Genius? Like, in your plan for worldwide domination?
Well, I was going to say, obviously, take over the world.
The name sort of fits, right? Evil Genius.
Yeah, I always joke that we'll just get everybody drunk and then we'll take over the world when they're not.
Not a bad way to do it.
Excellent.
There you go. I was waiting for that.
I was either that or Dr. Evil was going to come. Save that one, Matt. With that, we're going to take a break, but you want to come back because it's going to be tasting time here on Find It at Fishtown Live on WWDB 860 AM. We'll be right back.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on your walls, doors, windows, or sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. What's more, just 3 granules of lead dust from old paint can poison your child. If your house was built before 1978 and you have kids 6 years old or younger or are pregnant, it's very important to know what to do. There are simple steps you can take to make your kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD for more information. A message from the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, the EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Auld Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answered, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
Welcome back to Find It in Fishtown Live here on WWDB 860 AM. You can also catch the live stream or at the Fishtown District on Facebook and find out about all things Fishtown. Where, Kay?
Fishtowndistrict.com.
There you go. We're joined today by our good friend Trevor Hayward, owner of Evil Genius Beer Company. And we got a very brief lesson, but now really is the fun part. Because there's nothing better at 8:35 in the a.m. than to have a little beer. As they say, it's like cornflakes in a can, Kay.
I mean, well, it literally is made with Lucky Charms, so this makes sense to me.
So, Trev, tell us a little bit about what we have and what we're going to be tasting here.
Yeah, so the first one we have is called Magically Delicious, and it is a hazy oat IPA. So, but we actually use Lucky Charms while we actually made the beer. So
when we say IPA, for those non-beer aficionados, what is that?
So India Pale Ale, and what that really means is that it has a higher bitterness than a lot of other ales that you would have. Although at this point in time, the way we use hops, it's more about flavor and aroma, so you're going to get a lot of, like that one in particular uses a specific hop that's called Mosaic that has a lot of tropical and citrus notes to it.
I'm putting it up so that people can see the fabulous. I love the can.
Thank you.
If you make shirts from this, I'm in.
Thanks.
Trademark, schmademark. How long have you been making this?
So this is the third year that we've made this one, actually, yeah.
And this is one of the popular ones?
Yeah, people really like this one. We just announced it that we were doing it again, I think, yesterday on Instagram. And we get people from out of town saying, where can I get it? It's actually a very popular one for us.
I think the other thing that's interesting is you always hear of oatmeal with stouts,
right?
And darker beers like that, and that's not at all what this is. So what drew you to throwing oatmeal in it?
So it's honestly that's what actually gives it a lot of the haziness. I know you're drinking out of a can, so you can't see it, but it gives it that and it gives that extra body to the beer as well. So,
and that's actually magically delicious.
I want to take a taste now. By the way, well done on cue. And if you want to give us a call to talk about what we're tasting, give us a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Both Kay and I and Trevor are above the age of consent, so we are able to do this tasting. Well, I like that.
And that's the thing. I was curious.
I do like that because it's in no way what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
Super sweet,
right?
You know, when I hear marsh Lucky Charms in it,
right,
which I like. No, it's light.
Yeah. We try to keep some balance in there, so you want some sweetness, and there is some sweetness in there, but it's not overly sweet that you are only going to want half.
I really like this.
I do too, and I mean, granted, hazy IPAs are one of my. They're probably my favorite type of beer currently.
Now, why is that? What about them do you like?
Well, I love hops. I love any type of very bitter, hoppy beer. So really? IPAs are always my go-to. Yeah. I had a sours kick for a long time, but then after 2 years of only drinking sour beer, I had to stop and I haven't had a sour beer since.
But this does not taste bitter.
No, and that's the thing. It's... Hazy IPAs don't always get bitter because there is that sweetness to them. So it's a very balanced version of an IPA, which makes it super drinkable, kind of session style.
Is this, when you do it, is this a year-round beer or is this a seasonal?
This is seasonal, so it's more kind of themed around St. Patrick's Day. I mean, other breweries might do like an Irish red ale. We go off in a very different direction.
When I can imagine.
So we're like, okay, let's do something with cereal.
I think this actually would pair very well with the Irish potatoes that I'm looking for.
That was my next question. What would you pair with this?
Well, I mean, obviously Irish potatoes. But honestly, hazy IPAs can go with almost anything. They're a great beer that honestly pairs with almost everything.
I would be remiss, St. Patrick's Day is next week.
It sure is.
What is Evil Genius going to be doing to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the Fishtown District?
Yeah, actually, we've got a couple cool things happening. So we have the release of this starting Friday, actually. But we've started doing Quizzo on Wednesdays, and we're doing a St. Patrick's themed one. So we're actually pretty excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we have a new TV setup at the lab as well. It's what we call our brew pub. And so we're going to be playing some Irish bands and stuff. I think our general manager, Justin, has a Dropkick Murphys in his back pocket to have on the screens.
Love
stuff.
It.
So, yeah. It's a Wednesday, so it's not exactly a go-too-hard day. Most people have work the next day, but we're going to keep it fun. Have a couple beers, answer some quiz questions.
And what will the cuisine be?
Oh, cuisine-wise, I'll have to check with what we're doing in the kitchen, but I don't know that we have anything specific St. Patrick's related, but maybe you've given me an idea.
See? Yeah. Every so often, something comes from this mind, besides pure genius. No, I really, really like this. And listen, I'm pretty fickle with my beer. I don't even drink that much. I was telling Kay in prep for today. Yeah, I said I'm sort of a Guinness guy, which is sort of the opposite of this. I like Guinness. What is your equivalent? Do you even brew something similar to that, as Kay is cringing?
Not really, because we don't tend to brew traditional styles just as they are, to be honest. The closest thing that we make that you can get a lot is probably, we make a beer called Purple Monkey Dishwasher. It's a chocolate peanut butter porter. But I don't know that I would swap out a Guinness drinker for that. But you asked for something close, that's probably all I got.
Love the names. I mean, how much time do you guys spend on that? I mean, this is sort of an easy one, but like the office one, that one.
It's a lot of fun, and we take customer suggestions, we take staff suggestions, and then we kind of whittle all of those down and kind of figure out whether it fits. You know, we try to keep it fun. It's a lot of nostalgia is really what we kind of call it in terms of what we name things, but we just try to have fun with it.
Do you ever get sick of beer?
No, never.
How could you?
Nope.
I'm just notice he's not tasting with us. It's okay, because it's more for us. Now, I know you have another selection, and this is our office-related one from the office. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was our anniversary, our fourth anniversary at the brew pub, and so we made one called It Is Our Birthday, which is from the office episode where Dwight is put in charge of the party planning committee, and it is someone's birthday, and Litzy puts up a sign that just says, it is your birthday.
I believe that's
it's a statement of fact.
Yes, I believe that's when they, what was her name? They gave her an option of a nap or television, I think.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to be looking to taste here?
So I wanted to make a beer just, as I kind of mentioned, there's lots of different beers that we want to make, and we have lists of different things, but I wanted to make a beer with Ding Dongs because I thought it'd be fun. It's funny, a few weeks ago, our brewer Matt said, I don't think I've used the word ding dong ever so often in my entire life as I have in just this past week.
It's fun to say.
It sure is.
But I said to him, I was like, find a way to make a beer with ding dongs. And so, you know, he kind of looked at what the ingredients are in those and what flavors they impart. So we made a brown ale with cocoa nibs and vanilla. And then actually put some ding dongs in there as well to, you know.
Do they still make ding dongs?
They do, yeah.
So when you say you put ding dongs in as well, when you were describing the brewing process, that didn't come up. So how does that happen, and in what part of the process?
Yeah, I gave you the Cliff Notes version of making beer earlier. So in the very initial stage where we're making kind of the tea and then bring that to a boil and adding the hops, that's when you would, in one of those two stages, you would add the other thing you might, whether it's, you know, Lucky Charm cereal, ding-dongs, or anything else.
So are you really just throwing them in and, like, boiling them and getting the essence of ding-dong?
That's exactly it.
Before we taste this, Trevor, besides ding-dongs and Lucky Charms, what do you want to put in next? What is your, like, your dream ingredient that you're going to, like, I have to make a beer with this?
I'd like to make an Oreo one.
Ooh.
Although, and you might know this, sorry, you're going to make me think that I'm calling
Because I'm old?
Well, you've referenced a lot of older things.
Yes.
That's it's why. Fine. You can call them old.
Are you familiar with Hydrox cookies?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the poor man's Oreo.
They were the original Oreo. They actually invented the concept of like two pieces of
interesting
biscuit or whatever you call them and cream in the middle. But they're actually now back on the market. And I was like, I'd love to make it with them instead of Oreos because it'd be so different and not many people have had them and it'd be kind of cool.
Okay, we used to get Hydrox in elementary school because they were cheaper. So that was, you know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was it. Well, they really didn't splurge in public school. So
I'm sorry, what were they called again?
Hydrox.
That sounds like a chemical.
It does.
That's what it was made from. An actual. They weren't really healthy back in those days. Have you thought of Twinkies, Trap?
Actually, that's a good idea too.
I don't know if they make that anymore, but
what about partnering with Tasty Cake?
Ooh,
I mean, some butterscotch crumpets. Is listening, I'm open to an email or a
listen up, cakes. Tasty Cake.
No, and we've tried to do things like that with different, like we've partnered with people in the past to make beers with, and it's a lot of fun to kind of collaborate with things like that. So,
well, and I actually see on here there's a sign for Triangle Roasters.
Yep. So they're the coffee or the cocoa nibs, sorry, that we used in this one. We actually got from them.
So. All right, got to taste.
So wait. Before I taste, what should I be tasting for? What should I expect?
So you're definitely going to get vanilla.
Okay.
Because we did use vanilla beans in there, but and then you're going to get some of that those chocolate roast notes. But it's a really smooth brown ale.
All right, bottoms up.
Salute.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's tasty.
Oh, you can taste, and you can taste the cocoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Look at us. We're turning Mark into a beer drinker.
Yeah, oh yes, as I spill all over myself.
He's going to be out of commission for the rest of the day. Yeah. Cancel all the meetings.
Thank God for Uber.
Didn't even make it to 9 a.m.
I had three sips. Now. Would you even do a cookie pairing with something like this that already has that taste to it?
You could, but we probably wouldn't. Like, the obvious thing would be to pair it with something that's chocolatey. We'd probably do the opposite. Like, that might go better. I'm not saying definitely with, like, the lemonade or whatever way you say that one of the Girl Scout cookies. There's, you know, you can think that something will go with something, but actually sometimes putting it with something that's so different from it actually works even better sometimes.
Was this one of the ones you paired with cheese when you did your cheeses?
No, because this is only new. We only released this last week.
Because that would be a good cheese pairing.
I agree.
Look at me.
And what number birthday is this for you?
That was 4. As a company, we turned 10 this year, which is crazy.
And that's what I said. So before you guys opened the physical location, I had already had your beer.
Right.
A lot. Of course you had. So talk to me about transitioning to the physical location in Fishtown and how that happened, where that came from.
Yeah, so we started off 10 years ago and we were a contract brewery, which essentially means we use another brewery to make our beer with our recipes, our ingredients, etc. But the goal was always to build our own spot. We'd been originally looking at it in the suburbs, but then realized that we really liked the city and we really liked the Fishtown area because at the time, 10 years ago, it was... had turned a corner, I guess you could say, and there was a lot of new businesses opening up. And so when we started really looking, which was 2015, a lot of things had already changed, and we found our building, renovated it, and opened then in 2017.
And I saw that building before it was renovated.
Yeah.
So when you say renovated...
We did a lot of work.
This was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Tell people about... the side yard, because I feel like that's one of the most interesting parts of your location.
Yeah, so our what we call our beer garden now was actually a used car lot for a long time, and we purchased it and actually did some pop-up stuff before we opened in there. And then the building itself, apparently I've heard rumors, I've not been able to find definite evidence of this, but I've heard it from two different sources that they used to throw raves in there in the 90s, and I just love that story, that's one of the origins of our building. But the building itself is probably 120 years old. It's been a bunch of different things over the years. So.
Absolutely.
So outdoor-wise, because that's the thing I love about it, is it's spring and summer is here.
Yep.
I assume you're going to try to use that outdoor space more.
Absolutely, yep.
When we come to the summertime, now you talk about some of the fruity beers and things, and I hate putting that qualification, fruity beers. What do you expect to be? Is there any ones you're planning to launch that you could give us a tease about now?
Yeah, I mean, we're I mentioned a couple of the summer ones that we do, but we also do a beer for Pride Month called hashtag Love is Love. It's a strawberry blonde ale, and it is so delicious. It's probably my favorite of our summer beers that we do. at Front Street. So that one is definitely it'll be coming back shortly.
When do they come out?
It'll come out in May in preparation for June. But
if people want to order takeout and things, they don't have to call. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you just have to go to evilgeniusbeer.com, and there's a lot of options, whether you want to make a reservation, you want to get takeout beer, and we got all the options for you on there.
Great.
What would you say, and we're going to keep drinking, of course, what would you say is from IPA, so the most popular that you sell?
I mean, IPAs are definitely the most popular beer just style there is right now. And the hazy ones, as you said earlier, are like what people really look for today because they are so balanced. So they don't like... IPAs were very bitter 10 years ago, and that was kind of off-putting to some people. But definitely IPAs, I think, is the big one.
Do you do any... One of the things we talked about in the new Zoom media, when you're putting on some of these tastings and things, do you also do like how-tos, like how to brew?
And we haven't done that yet, but we did a homebrew competition a couple of years ago, and so we kind of helped people with that, and but we're always looking for new things, so maybe that's another idea you've given me.
You know, like it.
Thank you. So Kay, of the two that we've tried today, that you will continue all the way on the way home safely.
You know I will.
Safely, of course. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite and why?
This is tough. I mean, Magically Delicious, it's literally like I planned it. It matches my outfit and everything.
It sure does.
I should probably model.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But I have a Philly shirt on, so it's red.
Some red, yeah.
And typically I really love hazy IPAs, but there is something about this brown ale that is just so perfectly balanced and the palate is right and it's hitting.
I love, so that's the thing. And by the way, I am not a chocolate guy. So the fact that I love this, yeah, but I love this. That's the thing, because it doesn't overwhelm you. It really, whatever you've mixed in there fits perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could drink this, really, folks, any time of year. It's, in fact, a wonderful brunch beer.
I was going to say, I didn't have my coffee this morning, so this is kind of taking the place.
I wouldn't even be a huge brown ale guy, just in general. Like, I prefer IPAs. But I had three of these last night, and I was like,
"Atta boy."
Yeah, and he still got here this morning.
Atta boy.
I did.
So,
photo finish.
Hold on, I gotta take a sip again.
I like the sound effects with every single one of Mark's sips, yeah, too.
Wait, I have to do the afterwards.
Go.
That's the refreshing point.
Like a true Pepsi commercial.
And how old is it's your birth? I know you probably told us this, but we're already drunk. How old is this?
So we turned four, but we just released that last week. So it's never done it before. So,
and what's the reception? I know it's early, but
no, people seem to like. I had to grab some this morning, and we had less inventory than I was expecting. So that's a good sign. Yeah.
Would you ever think of doing a brunch? Do you do brunch type stuff? Where?
Yeah, we actually started doing brunch on the weekends about 3 weeks ago. I love brunch, but with everything that's going on, not a lot of places are open doing it anymore. And I was like, okay, well, I want to be able to have brunch. I guess I'm going to have to do it ourselves. But thankfully, lots of places are reopening. Now,
so here's what we're thinking, Kay and I were thinking. So we want to do a virtual mixer.
Okay.
Chance for all of our businesses, our stakeholders, to get together. And what a perfect way to do it. We want to make it fun. We wanted to have Evil Genius maybe do it. Tasting, whether with the Girl Scout cookies or what have you. So you heard him say yes.
I did. I'm writing this down. You are now...
I mean, it's probably recorded somewhere, too. So.
Right. Yes. You're locked in. You just don't know it yet.
And this will also be replayed at 6 p.m. this evening, I
believe.
It
sure will.
So, yeah, we just thought that we wanted to make it fun.
No, that sounds like a great idea.
And it's a way, listen, we love all that you do. Love all that you do, not just for our community, because what they don't tell you about is how they really are very community centric, and really want to help out others. And you know, and you guys are great, and we love that. You know, people get to appreciate a little bit of Fishtown. You know, people get you all over the state? And
yeah, we're in seven states actually. So
which ones?
So we're in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
So Kay can plan her vacations accordingly, because that's what she does. She finds out where the good beer is, and that's where she goes.
That's awesome.
That's accurate. So. It's all about beer and street art, and that's how I plan my vacations.
That's awesome.
So when you're not doing this, and I know it's all consuming for you, what are some of the favorite places in Fishtown that you like?
Oh, so many, but Cedar Point is probably my go-to place. That's the one I'm like, they don't do brunch right now, and that's why I used to go to brunch there almost every week.
Right.
So,
and their food is amazing if you haven't tried it.
I've not tried it yet.
Good. You should go. The pickle burger, that's the thing.
And there, because I live in Fishtown as well, so it's right around the corner from where I live, and obviously Loco Pez is there too. I love that place. R&D.
Yes.
Amazing old fashions. That's one of my favorite places to get.
See, I have not actually had a drink there yet.
Oh, you got it.
Really?
Go there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even I have.
Well, you got to take me, Mark.
That's right. And I had an old fashioned. That's sort of my Don Draper go-to drink.
That doesn't surprise me. You seem like the old fashioned type.
Old.
Eight.
Yes. Old. But that's like a good relaxing drink.
Oh, it is.
What would be a good relaxing beer? A beer that you want to just chill, sit, get home at the end of the day. Let's call her K.
Beer. What are you talking about?
I was going to say that's so hard because I can do that with any beer.
Really?
I can relax with any beer, yeah. But I mean, I think we actually have a beer right now. It's a light lager called The Painting Was a Gift, Todd.
Mm.
So we have it in six packs at the lab, and that one is really easy to drink because it's low ABV. It's like 4.5%. Really easy to drink, so it's a nice relaxing one, especially if it's a weeknight or you maybe don't want to get too tuned up.
Yeah, see, this just goes right down. It's like you're having dessert in a can.
Mark's really going to be drunk after this show.
Yeah. I'm even going to be more giddy than I normally am. What's your favorite of all the titles that you've come up with for a beer, of all the many, many, what's your favorite?
Ooh. There literally are so many that I... what I love is when people... Because sometimes people come in, they don't know the names. So mm-hmm. they like Google them. And I love that interaction with our guests is getting to know what the beers are. But... I'm trying to think what my favorite. Like we did a beer called Shut Up Meg, which is from Family Guy.
Yes,
and that. So I did really love that one. But even like I just mentioned, The Painting Was a Gift, Todd. Like,
what is that? What is that name from?
That's from Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
the scene where he paints him like a portrait. And, yeah, so it's that's definitely one of my top ones. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you know, you definitely bring a lot of fun to it, Trevor. Thank you again
for
joining us.
Me.
One last shameless plug for you. Where can we find you?
So we're located on Front Street under the L at Front and Palmer. And then you can find us in pretty much every beer distributor in the state. And anyone who doesn't have us, just ask them first and they'll bring it in for you.
Awesome. Right on time today, Kay. Another fun infotainment episode of Find It at Fishtown Live. Thank you, Kay Anderson. Thank you, Trevor Hayward.
We'll
see you next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
They got nothing but the jeans.